This year is really special because it actually, there's a milestone here.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing. It's 60th Florida Folk Festival, the celebration of music, arts, and culture in the state of Florida. And 1 year before we start celebrating the 500th discovery of Florida in 1513, way back when Ponce de Leon first stumbled ashore.
It's like a big history lesson going on. Do you know how it even got started, really?
I believe there was a group of people in North Florida that wanted to celebrate and had experienced things like in those days the Chautauqua experience, where people would come into the countryside and celebrate the life and music and art and culture and dance. And they got together, and the land was donated to create the Stephen Foster State Park. And then years later, they wanted to have this festival, and they brought a woman down who was the national authority in creating festivals, and she put it on for a year. And then one of the performers, Thelma Bolton, a storyteller, was selected to take over. And her name was Cousin Thelma Bolton, and she took control of this thing and brought every form of music, culture, and the arts, so that as a Floridian, you can come to a place and find out who you are, find out what this is. What is all this? We live in the place everybody save up their money just to come visit. So what is it all about, this wonderful Sunshine State?
Florida, from one part of the state to the other, you've got some really unique cultures that kind of come together at this festival, right? I mean,
exactly.
The panhandle's different than South Florida is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. In fact, some people, you know, think they'll say Orlando is the center of the state. They forget about that pan. People in Pensacola get a little tight about that. So, and this year, the festival is going to have some focus on the panhandle. So it's the kind of thing where you can get your family together. And on a Memorial Day weekend, it's often difficult to find a place where you can bring a family to an 850-acre state park with 11 stages and all this great food and music and arts to celebrate this wonderful thing, where we look at the panhandle and we've got people coming up from the Florida Keys, and we all get together and really enjoy life in Florida, presented by the Florida State Park System. This is a nonprofit event. The only reason there's an admission charge is so that we don't use your tax dollars. It's a self-funded event. So it's here on the banks of the Suwannee, the famous Suwannee River that we've all known all these years.
When I think about the panhandle, I think primarily about fishing on the coast, you know, Apalachicola and some of those ports. But also, I think, peanut growers up there? Or
in the northern part of there, yeah, going up on into Alabama. There's a lot of boys moving peanuts. You get into what we call the pea period, where you've got the pines, the peanuts, and the pecans, or pecans if you're over in that area.
Florida's just so interesting.
It is, and part of that is taking that agricultural view, which a lot of Floridians need to know about, because, I mean, we're the number 12 producer of cattle, and in fact, cattle came to North America. Cattle and horses came right when Ponce de Leon and Hernando de Soto came to this land in the 1500s, so we've been here a long time with this.
Well, there are a lot of festivals in Florida, and each one has its own flavor. Now, this one really features primarily Florida folk musicians, right?
Exactly. And when you say folk musicians, in the 50s when they started the festival, folk meant indigenous music, not classical. So every kind of music is going to be featured there. In fact, we've got Billy Dean and John Anderson and Arlo Guthrie coming the various Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights to headline an afternoon of 200 different performers on 11 different stages.
Loving you, it's what I do. It's the one thing I found I can put my heart into.
Everything from a little tiny small stage to an amphitheater can hold 3,000 or 4,000 people. So it's the kind of place where you can come and walk around under the magnolias and the live oaks, and in the cool shade, experience every kind of music that we have in Florida. We've got Ben Presage. We've got a syncopated picker like Clyde Walker. We've got Hannah Dean, who's going to be featured. This, you know, you got talking about 16, 17-year-old girls coming there. Jim Carrick's daughter is going to be there singing. And everybody from, like, Aaron O'Rourke, you know, performing incredible music on the dulcimer with the trio that he has now. Got the Ashley Gang. You've got all kinds of bands and small groups, duos, trios, five pieces. You've got gospel choirs. You've got dance groups.
Is Amy Carroll Webb performing this
year? Amy Carroll Webb is performing, and I don't care how tough you think you are. I mean, Amy Carroll Webb can melt your heart right there in your chest. This lady is an incredible singer-songwriter and writes beautiful songs, not only about Florida, but about life. And she's going to be giving us a wonderful show.
You walk out, and I walk in, and another solitary day begins. Silent shimmers of your light reflect on everything within my sight, shining on me.
So we have dulcimer players, championship banjo contest, fiddle contest, contra dancing, not dancing with the stars, we're dancing under the stars. Where they, you don't have to know how to dance, just come on out, I'll teach you the dance, a live band will play, you'll dance for 20, 30 minutes till you get a little bit tired, they'll sit you down, start teaching you the next dance, goes on nearly all night.
The P.K. Young Bluegrass Band, the Tumbling Creek Bluegrass Band is making its second appearance.
There we go, and like Earl Scruggs says, if you don't pick it, it'll itch.
Well, what's really neat, I think, is that given it's been going for 60 years, there's generations of performers. Their kids have picked up where their dads and grandparents left off. And that's what I think is really neat.
It is very neat, because when you see a Grammy Award winner like Billy Dean, Billy Dean stood on that stage when he was a teenage boy. John Anderson, multi-million platinum seller. John Anderson stood on that stage when he was a little boy. And this is sort of that heritage that we keep handing down. And they've come back. I mean, obviously, the state of Florida park system can't afford to hire these superstars. So they're being very generous in what they're doing, coming back and bringing to us. And Arlo Guthrie, who lives in Sebastian, Florida, he's coming up there. And this year they're celebrating what would be Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. So it's a wonderful opportunity to come up and experience a great myriad of music. The thing about the music is principally in sort of an unplugged environment, mostly acoustic music, but music of gospel, blues, jazz, bluegrass, country, folk music, every category. And there are certain areas like the gazebo on the banks of the Suwannee River, which only seats about 50 people. But under that roof, during the festival, we just play Florida songs.
And again, that's at the gazebo right by the water, above the water.
Yeah, right there next to the river. The bands that are playing there, the groups that are playing there, celebrate their music. So when we say it's about Florida, it means that every performer, every craftsman, every artisan, which we have artisans and craftsmen from all over the state selling and demonstrating their craft, and the food vendors, the same thing. Every single person has a connection to Florida. And let's, like I said, this is the place everybody saves up their money just to come visit. So this is your festival put on by your state of Florida, by the Florida State Park System. Encourage you to get out, bring your family, and celebrate. And, you know, bring a little bag chair, and there's shuttle buses and stuff to run you around. And you can spread yourself out on 850 acres and never feel crowded.
All right. Can you do us another song?
Yeah, I guess I can.
Use it up, wear it out, make it do or do without. We can't pay for things you won't buy. Wear your old faded jeans. They are patched, but they are clean. Walk proud, my son, hold your head up high. I grew up way back in the hills with the bears, the whippoorwills. Closest store was 35 miles.